Morning. I am Randy Fiorini, Chair of the Delta Stewardship Council, and this is the time and place for the public hearing to receive comments orally and or in writing on the appeals of the certification of consistency for California Water Fix, which for convenience we may refer to as the Water Fix Appeals. Let the record reflect that it is 9 o'clock on Friday, October 26th, and we are here today at the Ramada Inn West Sacramento Conference Center, 1250 Halyard Drive, West Sacramento, California. Council members Damrell and Thompson are present. Council member Gatto regrets that he is unable to be here today due to other conflicts, but will review the video recording later. Before we begin, I have a few general announcements. First, please look around now and identify the exits closest to you. Should an alarm sound, we will be required to evacuate this room immediately. In that event, please take your valuables with you. Second, the bathrooms are located down the hall on the right. Third, there is a public parking lot across the street from the hotel. If you have parked in the hotel area, we'd ask that at the earliest convenience to move your car across the street. Last, please silence your cell phones or other devices now. Now turning to the process for today's hearing, the council's main role in today's hearing is to listen to comments on the Water Fix appeals. We want to make sure that everyone who wants to provide comments has an opportunity to speak. Please keep in mind when providing comments today that the scope of this council's review is limited to whether or not the certification of consistency was supported by substantial evidence in the record before the Department of Water Resources. Let me emphasize that the scope of our review is limited to a substantial evidence review of the record. Commenters speaking today will be sworn in. This entire hearing will be recorded by a certified court reporter, and we will take the same breaks for them that we took the last 2 days, 15 minutes in the morning and afternoon, and an hour for lunch. The rough transcript of the hearing will be made available to the service list and posted on our webpage in roughly 2 weeks. If you're interested in purchasing final transcripts from the reporters, please coordinate that with them directly. The company is California Reporting. Debbie Fauqua is the court reporter, and they can be reached at 510-224-4476. As with all public council meetings, this meeting is being webcast on the internet, and the audio and video will be available for later review on our website. We heard yesterday, Thursday, from the Department of Water Resources and the closing presentations from the Delta Protection Commission and appellant groups 2 through 8, and began receiving public comment. Any members of the public who want to provide comment today will be allowed 3 minutes for oral presentation. There is a timer located to my left at the end of this table. Please respect the time allowance. Additionally, I will not accept requests to cede your time to another individual. If you want to provide public comment and are not a speaker on behalf of the Department of Water Resources, the Delta Protection Commission, or one of the appellant groups, we ask that you fill out a blue speaker card. These public comments will be heard in the group order we receive the completed blue speaker cards. We will call you up to the microphone located to my left in groups A, then B, and so on until we have provided everyone that desires to provide public comment an opportunity to do so. If you wish to submit written comments at this meeting, please give them to our clerk, Lita Brady. And Lita has already received some written comments this morning, and those will be posted on our website. After we hear from everyone who has filled out a blue speaker card, we will close the public comment portion of the hearing. Finally, when you come up to speak, we ask that you do a couple of things so that the council, audience, and court reporter may hear you, and so that your comments are entered into the record and can be responded to appropriately. First, please speak clearly into the microphone, and second, please begin by stating your name and identifying the organization you represent, if any. In the interest of time, we also respectfully request that if you agree with comments made by a prior speaker, simply state that fact and add any new information you feel is pertinent to the issue. Additionally, I urge the audience to extend courtesy to all commenters and refrain from cheers and jeers. We will now open up the public comment to members of the public, beginning with Group A. And as we call your group up, if you'll just line up here to the left in front of the microphone. You can provide, when you come up to the microphone, you can provide your card to Lita. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Kathy Miller, San Joaquin County Supervisor, and I'm here today in that capacity. For over a decade, I've closely followed the Twin Tunnels proposal, now known as Waterfix. This proposal has been the focus of state and federal audits, some 20 currently pending environmental lawsuits, extensive litigation arising out of DWR's $11.2 billion validation action, and countless hearings before water agencies and counties throughout California. Despite the enormity of the project, the issue before this panel is relatively straightforward. Is Waterfix consistent with the Delta Plan? And therefore, does it fulfill the co-equal goals of providing a more reliable water supply and protecting, restoring, and enhancing the Delta ecosystem? The Water Code explicitly states that the co-equal goals shall be achieved in a manner that protects and enhances the unique cultural, recreational, natural resource, and agricultural values of the Delta as an evolving place. I submit that Waterfix is not consistent with the Delta Plan because it does not protect, restore, or enhance the ecosystem. Moreover, it will devastate the unique cultural, recreational, natural resource, and agricultural values of the Delta. The Delta is not a mere conduit in a statewide plumbing system, though some project proponents talk as if it were. The Delta is much more, and no county has a greater stake in the future of the Delta than San Joaquin. I've submitted more complete written testimony, which you should have already received, which outlines the specifics of the Delta's irreplaceable role in our county's history and in its future. But beyond mere statistics and economics, the unique aesthetic, cultural, and environmental characteristics of the Delta are critical to San Joaquin County today and to our future generations. I'm not an attorney or a witness participating in this appeal, nor am I a scientist specializing in the Delta's ecology, hydrodynamics, or groundwater resources. But any layperson with common sense who has reviewed the project and listened to the arguments proponents have made to support it recognizes that this is a dangerous bait and switch. I'm referring to the fact that most of the key decisions governing the project's impacts in the Delta, its financing, its management, and its operation have been deferred to future decision-making. We in the Delta and you as decision-makers are being told, trust us. Is it wise or even reasonable to base a decision of such magnitude on promises which have been repeatedly violated in the past by these same interests? In closing, I leave you with this. The Delta is the largest estuary on the west coast of the Americas, a unique national treasure rich in history with an extraordinary diversified culture and home to many protected species. The damage the construction and operation of the project will inflict will be permanent. There will be no turning back and no do-overs. You are the guardians of this treasure. We ask that you make this decision wisely, so that you are able to call yourselves truly stewards of the Delta. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Eric Berg. I'm manager of resources with the Cayagas Municipal Water District in Ventura County. On behalf of Cayagas' Board of Directors, I want to express the district's strong support for the California Department of Water Resources' determination that Waterfix is consistent with the Delta Plan. As shown by substantial evidence in the record, we believe the proposal meets the co-equal goals of providing a more reliable water supply for California and protecting, restoring, and enhancing the Delta's ecosystem. Throughout our region, Ventura County, imported state water is used in our cities, treated by our wastewater facilities, then either delivered through recycled water system to end users or released to our creeks to replenish underlying groundwater basins to be used again. Considerable efforts are underway throughout Ventura County to become more sustainable. For example, Cayagas alone is developing a $200 million salinity management pipeline to facilitate groundwater desalination projects and expanded use of recycled water within our service area. Moreover, a full complement of programs designed to ratchet down demand have been actively promoted to ensure adequate long-term water resources. Over the past few years, roughly 14 million square feet of thirsty turf was removed within Ventura County alone, representing 30% of what Governor Brown called for, a removal of 50 million square feet statewide. Over the past couple of decades, well over 100,000 water-saving devices, including ultra-low flush toilets, high-efficiency toilets, high-efficiency washing machines, sprinkler nozzles, have been distributed throughout our region. Ratepayers within our service area have invested hundreds of millions of dollars to date for water supply and demand management programs, with much more to come. However, at the end of the day, we will still need our imported water systems to serve as an underlying baseline supply for such investments and continue to sustain our economic engine that helps propel our state, indeed the entire nation, forward. As President John F. Kennedy stated over one half century ago at the groundbreaking ceremony for a San Luis Reservoir, in this case, one part of your state has been willing to help another part because they realize that as this state does well, so does the United States. Nothing could be more disastrous for this country than for the citizens of one part of the state to feel that everything that they have is theirs and should not be shared with other citizens of the state. The president's remarks are every bit as relevant today. And in a state representing the fifth largest economy in the world that truly sets the economic pace for the entire country, we believe these words should powerfully resonate for the council, everybody in this room, and for all 40 million California residents that desire to see our state thrive throughout the 21st century and beyond. Now, following decades of fits and starts, predominantly marked by fits, it's time that the state move forward on a project that will undoubtedly serve as the ultimate in stormwater capture for generations to come. Again, we strongly urge the Delta Stewardship Council to support Department of Water Resources certification that WaterFix is consistent with the Delta Plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Roger Patterson. I'm here on behalf of Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. We support WaterFix, and we would urge that this council uphold the consistency determination by the Department of Water Resources with the Delta Plan. Metropolitan was a key supporter of the legislation that created the Delta Stewardship Council and the Delta Plan back in 2009. The Delta Plan has been very helpful in guiding and informing the development of Cal Water Fix and bringing it to the form that it is today. There are particular issues that I wanted to highlight that are in the consistency determination and the administrative record of support. One, project refinements to respect local land uses. You will note that there are a number of changes that have been made over the many years of the development of the project that have included refinements that would reduce the footprint of the project in the Delta and would also increase the use of public lands for the project. Second, reduced reliance through regional self-reliance. Southern California has really led by example to meet the Delta Reform Act's requirement to improve regional self-sufficiency to meet future needs. As an example, in Southern California, we have reduced our demand by more than 1 million acre feet annually due to water conservation efforts and recycling of wastewater. Our most recent integrated resources plan, which was completed in 2015, calls for another 700,000 acre feet of annual reduction in demand through water conservation and the development of local resources by 2040. Metropolitan is currently in a partnership with the sanitation districts of Los Angeles County, where we are looking at a demonstration plant that, if it pans out, it would advance into what likely would be the nation's largest recycling facility. Third, climate change. The best available science is telling us that we need to be prepared for climate change and associated sea level rise. If there is a need to be able to capture, there will be a need to be able to capture high flows that result from intense storms. This facility will allow us to capture those flows in a time and a place where it will provide improved water supplies and at the same time will be able to protect the sensitive fish species that are in the Delta. Finally, water supply reliability. The legislature recognized in the Delta Reform Act of 2009 that we needed new water conveyance infrastructure in the Delta and that that was critical to achieving the co-equal goals. No reliability strategy can be successful without the infrastructure necessary to capture flows during wet periods of time in the Sierra Nevadas. Cal Water Fix, coupled with Metropolitan and our member agencies, local projects, and our improvement in our ability to use Colorado River supplies will allow us to meet the needs of our 19 million residents and the trillion-dollar economy in Southern California. So with that, I would respectfully ask that this council deny the appeals that have been filed and let DWR move ahead with this very important project. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me remind the public commenters to please try and respect the three-minute limit. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Tom McCarthy. I'm here on behalf of Mojave Water Agency. Mojave Water Agency is a state water contractor and supports the principles of the Delta Reform Act of 2009. Those principles to provide reliable water supply for all of Californians also protects, restores, and enhances the Delta ecosystem. One of the key components towards meeting the goals of the Delta ecosystem, one of the key components towards meeting the goals of the Delta Reform Act has been documented in over a decade of analysis of improved conveyance through the implementation of the California Water Fix. For this reason, the Mojave Water Agency supports the California Water Fix and urges the Delta Stewardship Council to deny the appeals of the California Department of Water Resources certification of consistency with the Delta Plan. Mojave Water Agency, again, is one of 29 state water contractors. We serve 5,000 square miles in the high desert in Southern California. We're in adjudicated groundwater basins. We are currently recycling 100% of our wastewater and all of our stormwater within our system. We have also heavily invested in a regional reduced reliance strategy that includes groundwater banking that allows for multiple years of storage if no surface water is available from the state water project. To date, this has included over $238 million of investment from our local taxpayers. The evidence in the administrative record has been presented to the council is based on more than a decade of analysis, planning, and scientific research by universities, state agencies, as well as federal agencies. Today, we respectfully urge the Delta Stewardship Council to take action that supports the determination by DWR that the California Water Fix is consistent with the Delta Plan. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. My name is Charlie Wilson. I'm the Executive Director and CEO of the Southern California Water Coalition. On behalf of the Southern California Water Coalition, I am here to urge the Council to align the state's determination of the California Water Fix. It is consistent with the Delta Plan, and it does, in fact, meet the state's co-equal goals. Not only is the Southern California Water Coalition in full support of the DWR's determination, but we have also put into the record a letter of a broader coalition of more than 70 organizations statewide representing diverse interests, including labor, business, nonprofit, agriculture, civic, cities and counties in Southern California, as well as public water agencies, together representing more than 27 million Californians. Like the supervisor, I'm neither a scientist nor a lawyer, and there are a great many people that thank me for that. But it seems, in our view, that after over the decade of extensive scientific review, public comment, multiple hearings, lots of data that we have all talked about, that a cost-effective solution resides in the current Water Fix proposal, and that in fact, it is the most cost-effective solution that secures the state's backbone of water supply to simultaneously improve the Delta and its ecosystem. We support a diverse portfolio of water supplies, including stormwater, water recycling, groundwater storage, and other local and regional projects. The California Water Fix, though, is a critical component as a part of that all-the-above strategy. We need to reduce our reliance on the natural watershed and increase our regional self-sufficiency, and the Water Fix helps us to do that. None of the local projects that we contemplate in Southern California are possible without the baseload supply that California Water Fix provides. Representing the Southern California Water Coalition and the 72 other organizations that signed on to our letter, we would urge you to align with the state's consistency determination. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Luis Satina. I am Vice President of the Board for the Cucamonga Valley Water District in Southern California, a local retailer. I'm here this morning to express support for California Water Fix, a critical infrastructure project vital to the long-term prosperity for our entire state. One way or another, this project will benefit us all. Cucamonga Valley Water District provides water and sewer service to approximately 200,000 people within a 47-square-mile area in northwestern San Bernardino County. Our service area is home to the county's fastest-growing and highest-revenue-generating cities, emerging industrial, housing development, and logistics of goods. Makes it one of the strongest job markets in the state. In anticipation of this growth, and out of concern for diminishing imported supplies, over the past 20 years, in an effort to lessen our dependency on imported supplies and ensure continued readiness for our growing region, Cucamonga has invested millions in infrastructure improvement projects such as recycling, groundwater storage, and recharge, brackish desalination, and stormwater capture. In all, we've invested close to $250 million. Because of these investments and educational outreach efforts to use water more efficiently, our residential customers have reduced their water usage from 186 in 2007 to 118 gallons per capita per day in 2017. We have met and gone beyond the 20 by 20 objective. In addition to using water wisely and efficiently, as many here in the North, Cucamonga cares deeply about the environment and is a regional leader through a number of innovative and projects, including our outreach to schools via our Environmental Learning Center and curriculum that has reached over 17,000 first to sixth grade students since 2007. We teach them to be good stewards of the environment. We have done more than simply address all of the low-hanging fruit, and yet we still need the reliability that Water Fix lends. It is an essential part of our long-term strategy. It will safeguard our baseline supplies. It is the most comprehensive, affordable solution to the state's water reliability and environmental challenge. We need to fix the Delta, and Cal Water Fix does it because of its consistency with the Delta plan. I respectfully ask that the Delta Stewardship Council agree with the state's consistency determination and deny any appeals. The evidence in the administrative record that has been submitted to the council is based on more than a decade of analysis, planning, scientific research, and collaboration by federal and state agencies. In closing, my dear friends, I'll make it quite clear. The Cucamonga Valley Water District, along with many others in Southern California, are not looking to get more water out of the Delta. We simply want to protect what we're getting now and hopefully in some day restore back to what had been promised. I thank you for your leadership. And I thank you for the opportunity to provide comment. I've come all the way from Southern California because my constituents are important, and I have a family of six kids, and their future is important to my wife and I. Thank you.
My name is John Marias, and I don't represent any of these companies. I represent the Delta. I am in my 86th year on this planet right now, and I spent almost all of it in the Delta. I was born in a home overlooking the levee. My father had a grocery store downstairs, and we lived upstairs, and the river was there. And I owned a Sea-Doo franchise in 1968. I owned the Freeport Marina in 1985 to 2000. I had my first boat at 13. I think I'm well qualified to tell you people what the Delta is all about. I've traveled almost every inch of the Delta. In fact, I know I have. And I'm here not only to save the Delta, but to tell you a little bit about how saving Sacramento, San Joaquin, and Yolo counties is very important. I have submitted some pictures for you to look at to substantiate what I tell you. To me, the Delta that I knew since I was a child was destroyed or started being destroyed in 1951 when we put in our first Delta Mendoza Canal, I believe. And we at the same time put in the Delta Cross Channel, which starts supplying water out of the Sacramento River in two places. At that time, the silt started building up in the Stockton Basin. There is now mud out maybe 400 or 500 yards away from the shore in Revista. The area the shipping of the water to California, the great water heights, I think all in 1951 was opened. Sacramento River and Revista sealed it up. Restriction of flow in the water has created silt. And the silt is at a level right now that you cannot believe. There are beaches on the Sacramento River, San Joaquin River, McCallamy River, that were never there, and the pictures I've showed you will verify that. There are weeds growing everywhere. Where these beaches are, there's weeds 20 feet out into the water, and these weeds are acting as filters and collecting silt. I don't know how you can evaluate a 100-year floodplain without taking into consideration of silt built up in the Delta. I'm totally convinced that we will have more floods like we've never had before because the water cannot go down. It's going to go up. We were told at one time to put a brick in our toilet to save water. Well, the silt are bricks, and the grass is building up the silt, and it is a disaster. I think the tunnels are just a bad idea. We have water right now in Walnut Grove flowing north at low tide or incoming tides. We've never seen that in the Delta before. But we do have, I'd love to take you people for a boat ride and show you what the Delta is really like. There are areas that were 8 feet deep that are now 1.5 feet deep. And I have those, all pictures of those. I've boated every bit of it. I can show you miles and miles and miles of waterways that you just cannot even boat in.
Thank you for your written submissions and the pictures.
Yeah, I've given you a written submission. I'm not a public speaker, obviously. So.
Well, we appreciate your comments. Thank you very much.
Before you vote on approving this, I really think you should take into consideration the flooding that's going to occur.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Kendra Dijogo on behalf of the Long Beach Water Department. LBWD deeply appreciates the opportunity to share our support of the DWR certification of consistency and for the timely implementation of Cal Water Fix. Since its formation in 1911, LBWD has delivered a high-quality, dependable water supply that meets or surpasses all applicable water quality standards. The department serves a total population of nearly 500,000 people and a service area that covers more than 50 square miles. The department is the seventh largest city. Long Beach is the seventh largest city in the state of California. All of their residents rely on the Long Beach Water Department for high quality drinking water and sanitation services. In addition to providing core water and sewer services, Long Beach Water Department is known for being one of the nation's leaders in water conservation and environmental stewardship. Having an adequate supply of fresh water made easily available at an affordable rate is the cornerstone of any livable community, and keeping that water supply safe, clear, and consistent increases the quality of life. Efficient, safe delivery of the city's wastewater to nearby wastewater treatment facilities is another valuable service the Long Beach Water Department provides at one of the lowest sewer rates in the United States. Long Beach Water Department continues to aggressively and creatively promote water conservation and sustainability a robust suite of customer support programs are currently available and received enthusiastically by our community members, with water usage averaging 65 residential gallons per capita per day. Conservation alone, however, cannot meet the water demands of our vibrant, thriving city and region. 60% of the water used in Long Beach is local groundwater, and the balance is purchased from a Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, our regional wholesaler, and a member of the state water contractors. Even with a healthy groundwater basin, LBWD continues to explore options for increasing regional self-sufficiency. In the recent environmental economic analysis of the California Water Fix by David Sundling, he found that the investment in the California Water Fix results in a positive net benefit for the state water project, urban and agricultural contractors, and every scenario analyzed in the report. The Cal Water Fix is long overdue, deeply necessary modernization which will serve to protect both the critical ecosystem and a critical water supply system. Even with the major investments required on the part of the beneficiaries, Cal Water Fix is one of the most affordable and reliable sources of water for families and businesses in Southern California. We thank DWR for their certification of consistency and respectfully urge the timely implementation of the Cal Water Fix. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. If there are any other folks holding A cards, please line up, and now we'll begin serving Group B.
Yes, my name is David Fries. I am Conservation Chair for the San Joaquin Audubon Society, and actually I'm here also to represent the Stockton Sailing Club. So I had two cards, and I'll go fast and try to get it in. And
you can represent 100, but you have 3 minutes, so please proceed.
Well, would you start my time over?
Sure.
Water Fix is ill-planned and does not meet the co-equal goals mandated by this Delta Stewardship Council. Impact on birds and wildlife due to the construction and operation of the project are not properly assessed. There have been no surveys to identify where endangered and species of special concern are located in the Delta. Best available science is not used by DWR Water Fix in preparing the EIS. Data and eBird listings in the California and Audubon Christmas bird counts that have been done in the Delta are not used in locating where birds are or when and where they are present. Delta Stewardship's own independent science board has been highly critical of the best available science not being used in the EIR. Most glaring example of this is the projection of climate change and sea level rise only to 2030. DWR scientists themselves published in 2015 an article on the endangered California black whale in the Delta. In my opinion, they, Water Fix, DWR, chose to ignore their own study because of the difficulty in locating the presence of where this endangered bird is, and beyond that, the greater difficulty in mitigating for the habitat loss for these birds. Habitat loss or reconstruction for black rails has essentially never been achieved. A construction project that will last 10 to 12 years cannot be considered temporary. The project remains ill-defined, that is, it's only 5 to 10% engineering designed. The project keeps shifting locations of construction sites, thus it's impossible to analyze and critique just what impacts it will have on birds and animals in the Delta. DWR Water Fix philosophy has been, if you ignore a problem, it's not there. Water Fix promises to do surveys for birds and wildlife before construction can start. They also promise to complete mitigation for impacts on listed species before construction starts. Yet Water Fix plans to start construction on Bolden Island in December 2018. They've done no surveys there. They've done no mitigation for species that will be damaged. Greater sandhill cranes forage there and roost there. Winks and hawks forage there. There's habitat there for the California black rail. These should have been done before construction starts. It just shows that DWR doesn't intend to keep their promises. Access to portions of the Delta to birding activity will be for recreational birding activity will be greatly limited by water fix construction, particularly Staten Island. It's part of the Nature Conservancy and Consumers River Preserve. Birding events such as the Central Valley Birding Symposium, the Galt Winter Birding Festival, the Lodi Crane Festival do field trips and many activities in these areas. This construction project will greatly limit that. With that, maybe I have some scratched comments about recreational activities concerned for the Stockton Sailing Club, but particularly I want to point out the fact that construction in Potato Slough of a barge landing will cause great damage to one of the primary anchorage sites for recreational boaters in the Delta. It shouldn't be allowed.
Thank you. We appreciate your comments. You're very helpful. Thank you.
My name is Diana Wood, and I am a native Californian, and I've lived in the Sacramento region for 30 years, but most importantly, I'm here as a grandmother with grandchildren preparing to launch into adulthood. I'm standing up for them and all the generations to come, and for the living creatures who do not have a voice in this discussion. I have sat through many of these meetings over the years. I've listened, I've educated myself on the issues of the many stakeholders, and I have compassion and empathy for all the different positions. I can hear those voices and agree with them, or, you know, listen to them. The 2009 Delta Reform Act has co-equal goals of providing reliable water exports to the South and to preserve and protect the Delta by reducing its reliance on for the state's water needs. Last month, I attended the first day of the 10th Biannual Bay Delta Science Conference. And although the organizers were clear that the politics of water fix were not to be discussed, it seemed rather obvious to me, as I listened to many presentations that day, that the continued exporting of water at the rates that we're doing it from the Delta is a death knell for this once vibrant ecosystem. The hubris, and I do mean the arrogant hubris, that we can just engineer our way out of the problems of reverse flows, fish species die-off, and invasive species congestion by taking more fresh water from the Delta higher up at Cortland is ludicrous. Water volume is water volume. It's a fantasy, a dangerous pipe dream that will be riddled with cost overruns and difficulties, including huge agricultural and environmental damage. The very problems the Delta Reform Act was intended to address will only be compounded further, i.e. more saltwater intrusion. Are we really going to build a cross bay bridge gates down there someplace in Carquinez Straits? Are we going to build huge cross bay delta, lower water quality for all the surrounding communities? Less freshwater cleansing the bay. We seem to totally forget that the bay needs to have freshwater flushes in order to maintain health there. Thus, more pollution and invasive species. Is the rationale for the sacrifice of the Delta's agricultural, fishing, and recreational industries really so craven that more water can be transferred to regions where agribusiness has planted permanent crops in poor soils, aggressively pumped depleted groundwater, and developed business plans that gut California water resources to export crops for profit? That's the rationale. Sharing resources is one thing. But sacrificing one area's resources so that another area can continue to plunder and mismanage their lands is not morally or economically viable. I'm a social worker, and my business there's a saying in the addiction recovery field which goes as follows. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. We live in a capitalist society, and farmers and agribusiness made their investments in permanent crops. They took a risk, as does one in a capitalist society. However, that does not mean that the rest of us have to sacrifice our water resources to make their bottom lines work out.
We appreciate your comments.
Water is a public resource, and all creatures living now and in the future generations We all need to have present needs do have the right to sacrifice the quality and the quantity of water resources for future generations that will need to survive and thrive. We have to stop ourselves to take a difficult moral high ground and say no to the fantasy of more engineering fixes for water reliability and quality issues we face. We must become more self-reliant. Back to the grassroots of our local communities to husband our and local resources and creatively learn to live within our water means. If one lives in a desert, learn to love drought-tolerant perennials, which means giving up the fantasy of green landscapes.
Thank you very, very much for your time. And I'll remind the speakers, please try and craft your comments to remain within the 3 minutes allowed. Yeah, it's a good suggestion. Thank you, Jessica. You don't have to provide the whole load with your oral comments. We are receiving written comments, and those are most helpful and will be posted on our website. So I encourage you, if you have more than 3 minutes of comments, submit the additional amount of information in writing, and we will review those. Thank you. Please proceed.
My name is Michael Frost. I'm on the board of Restore the Delta. I'm also a father and a fisherman. California Water Fix is not consistent with the Delta Plan. It does not reduce reliance on the Delta. It also violates the co-equal goals of protecting and enhancing the unique cultural, recreational, natural resource, and agricultural values of the Delta as an evolving place. The DWR did a miserable job of outreach. They gave poor notice, poor job of promoting their public outreach, and they failed to address the environmental justice community of Southern California ratepayers that will be paying for this project. The process reeks of corruption. It's a public trust resource, Delta Water, given away to corporate ag. Corporate ag welfare cheats, specifically Westlands and Kern. A Delta that does not support native fish cannot supply clean drinking water, clean groundwater, or even clean agricultural water. The whole selling point of the tunnels is flawed at its core. Water reliability. Hey, I love water reliability. Everyone loves water reliability. That sounds great. But once we dig into it and look deeper and deeper, when is it going to be reliable? How long is it going to take? Is it going to take 12 years, 15 years, 25, 30, 40 years? I've seen the case studies. They compared to the Bay Bridge, the Big Dig in Boston. These things were 200, 300, 500% over budget on time. So are we selling water reliability 35, 40 years from now? Where does climate change factor into that? It's not planned properly. And I liken it to a human body, the Delta. We can all relate to human bodies, right? And fresh water is the lifeblood of a human body. And if you give blood, you take some blood out one day, you know, you may go back to work and go to the gym or something. Well, maybe take a little bit more blood out. Ooh, maybe get knocked down for a little bit. Maybe have to take a nap or, you know, take it easy for a couple days. We'll take more and more and more and more blood out of this human body. This person's going to be near death. And for the steward of this body to say, I know what will fix him. Let's take more blood out of the body. It's really perplexing and mind-boggling, and it really reeks of corruption. I want to go back to my original statement saying California Water Fix is not consistent with the Delta Plan, and it does not reduce reliance on the Delta. It's relying on blood pulled out of someone who's near death.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the panel. Jeremy Smith here on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council, California, who represent 450,000 construction workers that belong to construction trade unions in California. I'm not here today to talk about the project and the associated work and economic benefit that would come from that. Instead, I'm here today to talk about the countless number of construction projects in this state that, without a reliable source of water that's identified, cannot go forward because of state law. Thanks to SB 901 from 1995, SB 221, and SB 610, both from 2001, new construction projects, public, residential, and commercial, all must have an identified source of water. So what that means, before they can commence, so what that means is, without a reliable water supply identified for all new construction projects, state law might not allow new construction to go forward. The construction economy of our state and the economic benefit that it provides to the California economy is critical to the livelihood of the 450,000 construction workers and their families that we represent. It is for these reasons that we support the California Water Fix and urge the council to align with the state's consistency, determination, and more than a decade of scientific research and vetting that the California Water Fix meets the state's co-equal goals. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Captain James Cox. I'm retired charter boat captain, and I'm president of the State Board for California Striped Bass Association. I'd first like to say that we agree with everything that the gentleman from the Restore the Delta has just said to you, and I'd just like to add a few other points. California Striped Bass Association was founded in 1974 by Jay Sorensen because even at that early date, the fisheries were already declining in the Delta from the effects of water exports. This new water fix, in our estimation, does not meet the standards that the law has set, and it uses 20th century techniques to try to solve a 21st century problem. And I think that in itself shows why this should not be approved. We can do better than this. The plans were submitted when this was started. This was not, as you all well know, this was not the only plan submitted. There were other plans that did not rely on the Delta for additional water and would cut the water back, the exports back, and rely on local sources. Seems like these plans were never even considered, that this was one route from the very beginning, that this was going to be the way it is. And we live in the state that is known for high-tech solutions, but yet we're relying on a rehashed project, rehashed ideas to solve something that you say will last for 50 years. It didn't work in the past. It has, like the man said about the blood, I look at it like your solution to restoring the Delta is to take more water out, when taking water out was what caused your problem. And I don't understand that thinking. Californians deserve better than this. We can do better than this. But for some reason, this has been the plan that's pushed forward. I say that California is going to suffer from this. The Delta is going to suffer from this. The people that are funding this see this as a profit. They don't see this as a solution. So that is how I feel about it. I think that this does not fit. And it should be, the appeal should be upheld. This should not be put into the Delta plan. Thank you.
I'm Bob Panzer. I reside in Solano County, home of the Sassoon Marsh, responsible for the smelt that has been part of the salmon food chain. What's happened to the agreement of co-equal goals as set forth in the Delta Reform Act? Environmental studies have not proven that the water fix is congruent with the requirement that exporters reduce reliance on the Delta. EWR needs to scrap the project because of detrimental construction impacts, water quality degradation, project costs, looming privatization of the state's primary water delivery system, destruction of habitat for sandhill cranes, the failure to double salmon populations to significant rates, property tax increases for water users, and loss of jobs for Delta environmental justice communities. I'm willing to help pay for projects that add water to our environment, such as reservoirs, desalination, wastewater recycling, projects that have a better cost-benefit ratio than allowing the Delta to become a swamp. How can any government agency justify reducing reliance on the Delta by authorizing tunnels diverting 9,000 cubic feet per second of the Sacramento River from the Delta. The Delta Reform Act requires restoring the Delta's waterways and ecosystem in addition to protecting Delta economies and communities as places of cultural and historical significance. Please live up to your council's name, Delta Stewardship. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Diane Burgess. I'm a county supervisor from Contra Costa County. I'm a resident of the Delta, and I represent a community that has a history, a culture, and an economy that depends on the Delta. Contra Costa County supervisors, staff, and consultants have provided extensive written and oral comments and participated in countless meetings since the inception of the Twin Tunnels project over 10 years ago. We have encouraged the state and federal staff and decision makers, anybody that would listen from the very beginning, to study a portfolio of actions that would form the basis of a comprehensive Delta solution that might better address the water supply reliability concerns without completely devastating the Delta's natural resources. There have been consistent themes in the last 2 days of these hearings before your council. They include the Delta is so much more than a plumbing feature of the state. The Twin Tunnels project will change the Delta forever. And the project this council is being asked to find is not consistent with the Delta plan. It's not even properly defined. For all the time and resources Contra Costa has put into participating in this project, the only real significant change that occurred is that DWR has completely dropped the ecosystem benefits that may have been derived from the establishment of an HCP in CCP. I hope this time our comments will be heard because the people that live and recreate in the Delta have not been heard to this point. We feel ignored. The proposed project is not in the interest of the people of California because it cannot consistently take the big gulps during the wetter months and reduce exports from the Delta in drier months. In fact, the modeling shows the Twin Tunnels might actually take more water during the summer and fall at point when the flows in the rivers are at the premium for water quality and the ecosystem. Cutting points out. Think about this. All five counties with land use authority that should have been at the table during the initial development of this project have filed an appeal before the council and are otherwise participating in hearings before the State Water Board. We've all filed lawsuits, too. It's also interesting to me that the state's own Delta Protection Commission in October 16, 2008 letter to the council finds that Twin Tunnel projects will forever change the Delta in ways that are inconsistent. I'm going to go to my notes that I made today. Let's make this clear. We're not against water reliability. We just think it can be done better. It can be done environmentally more thoughtfully, economically more thoughtfully, creating local jobs. And I'm so glad that these agencies are doing water conservation, habitat restoration, environmental education, but this project damages the Delta. And this does not. I'm going to read my last sentence. I get all fired up on this subject. Contra Costa County urges the council to find the Twin Tunnel projects are inconsistent with the Delta plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. If you hold cards A, Group B, or Group C, please line up.
Good morning. First, thank you for the opportunity to speak before you this morning. My name is Gloria Gray. I'm an elected member of the West Basin Municipal Water District Board, where I represent some low and middle income communities. I'm also the chair-elect for the Metropolitan Water District. And probably more relevant this morning is the fact that I'm a former member of the Delta Stewardship Council, where I've served with a number of you here. It was an honor to be a member of the council as it was developing its first Delta plan, so I applaud you for your work. I am here to speak in favor of the Department of Water Resources consistency determination. I was the member of the Metropolitan Board who made the motion in May for the district to invest in the full California Water Fix project. I strongly believe that an investment in WaterFix is truly an investment in the co-equal goals of water supply reliability and environmental stewardship. One of the reasons why I made the motion to Metropolitan to invest in the full project is because of the shortcomings of the existing facilities in the Delta. At the moment, we have a system that can reverse natural flow conditions and impact native fish in a sizable portion of the Delta. Only by building the full project and taking full potential of safely diverting from the northern Delta can we eliminate the reverse flows in the southern Delta and make habitat restoration to its fullest. At the same time, we make the delivery system that serves 25 million Californians more reliable and stable. Achieving the co-equal goal of water supply reliability for California cannot be achieved without improving the reliability of the state water system. With climate change and sea level rise and other natural threats facing the Delta in all of California, we need a system that can be flexible to take advantage of water when it's available and to restore it for when we need it. In closing, I would like to stress how important the high-quality water supply from Northern California is to allowing Southern California to maximize our imported water supplies. State Water Project water is good for local projects like recycling and groundwater replenishment because of its high-quality, low-salt content. Recycling and local projects are the cornerstone of Southern California's long-term reliability plan. California Water Fix goes hand in hand with what we need to do in Southern California to promote regional self-sufficiency because it ensures a more reliable, high-quality water supply and at the same time aligns with our mission of providing water in an environmentally responsible way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Barbara Berrigan-Perea with Restore the Delta. A year and a half ago, when the Delta Stewardship Council began the Delta Plan Amendment process, we turned out hundreds of people to oppose those amendments. At that time, many members of the council and staff made comments to the effect that outreach could be moved and evenings could be moved to the evenings to properly engage the public, because public in the region cannot come out for Delta meeting after Delta meeting after Delta meeting and take time off from work, particularly those who are part of the environmental justice community. After you went forward with your open house processes for the Delta Plan amendments, that didn't happen. They were extremely poorly noticed, attended by very few people. In fact, most of your attendance happens because Restore the Delta puts out the word, but we've decided we're not playing that game any longer. The public doesn't have faith in this institution when they come and voice their concerns, and it's a failure to respond and do meaningful outreach that truly undermines democracy on so many levels. That undermining of democracy really applies to what has happened with California Water Fix. DWR and the state failed to do a subsistence fishing survey for the Delta. We did a statistical analysis. We've been told by professors at UC Davis we got it right. And we have found that there are 40 to 60,000 people in the Delta region who fish to put food on their table to live. Those people were not taken into account for the development of California Water Fix and haven't been brought into the discussion for the contingency determination that is currently before you. We work with dozens of social justice groups at Restore the Delta throughout the Delta that have never been contacted. When we wrote a letter to DWR 4 years ago about failure to do proper outreach in foreign languages, a couple of them were reached, but the majority weren't. They weren't brought into the process. This is not how co-equal goals are supposed to be administered. And coming up with a community fund to address concerns to the community, it is a last-ditch effort to put before you to offset who has not been brought to the table is wrong. And I'd like to add something really important about outreach for California Water Fix at Metropolitan Water District and in Southern California. The BDCP open houses were held in the middle of the day in hotels where 6 to 12 people from the public attended. The reason why environmental justice people came out to fight the project in Southern California is because they learned about it from us. We're the people who went and met with the people in Compton and Maywood, in Watts, in Paramount, in Downey. It was not done by the state. The environmental justice community has not been brought in fully to the project, and that is why you should not move forward with the consistency determination. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Members of the commission, Michael Gunning here on behalf of the California building industry. We are the statewide trade association that represents home builders, trade contractors, architects, engineers, designers, suppliers, and industry professionals in the home building, multifamily, and mixed-use development markets. I want to thank the commission, the council, for this opportunity to provide these comments. On behalf of the CBIA, I'm here in support of the Department of Water Resources' determination that the California Water Fix is consistent with the Delta Plan and also meets the state's co-equal goals. As you know, the building industry has historically played a significant role in California's economic strength and its successes. Critical to that success is strong water distribution, infrastructure, and a reliable water system. We are not alone in this position. We, too, also have signed on to the coalition letter with over 70 statewide organizations representing prominent interests, labor, business, nonprofits, etc., all urging the council to align with the DWR's determination. This is critical need to statewide to modernize and upgrade our primary water delivery system. This benefits all Californians, our economy, and the environment. The fact remains California Water Fix is the only cost-effective solution that secures our state's backbone supply while simultaneously improving the Delta ecosystem. More than a decade of technical, environmental, and academic review serves as evidence of the state's commitments to scientific-based solutions that advance the co-equal goals. We cannot afford not to improve our water distribution system. So with that, on the behalf of CBIA, we support the co-equal goals and support this project and the path to construction and urge the council to align with DWR's determination. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Luis Portillo. I'm with the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, which is an organization comprised of the larger employers in the Inland Empire region. I'm here to speak in support of the Department of Water Resources' determination that the California Water Fix is consistent with the Delta Plan. You know, water is essential to our physical health and well-being. It's the lifeblood and fundamental need. While Southern Californians have a right to clean, reliable, and affordable water supply, the delivery system moving water to our region is old, it's vulnerable, and in desperate need of improving. We know that the levees are in the Delta are one earthquake away from failing. More than 30% of Southern California's water supply comes from the Sierra Nevada mountains. With our largest and most affordable supply at risk, we need that reliability that the California Water Fix will provide. You know, in accordance with the request from the Council, Southern California is a leader in conservation. Water agencies in our region continue to invest in local and regional self-reliance, as was demonstrated in the urban water management plans. Nevertheless, the state water project supplies will continue to be an essential and cost-effective source for our community. You know, to advance local groundwater recycling projects, we need reliable, high-quality water to replenish basins and support new projects. Bottom line, California Water Fix is critical to ensuring the safety, reliability, and affordability of California's state water supply. I urge the council to reject the appeal and allow the Department of Water Resources to move forward with their plan. Thank you.
Morning, Cyrus Stevers, representing the Las Virgenes Municipal Water District in this case, which, like every other Southern California water agency, has a story to tell about conservation. They're a small to medium-sized agency, yet they've got a $91 million project on the table to capture their runoff, treat it, and store it in an existing reservoir. And this is consistent throughout Southern California commitment to water conservation. Now, I spoke here before and noted that the reason I got into environmentalism is because I lived my entire life in this region. including in the Delta. My father worked in the Delta, but he worked in law enforcement, and I used to patrol with him. So I saw the Delta from a different perspective. I saw how people who live, work, and play in the Delta abuse it and damage it. So let's do a level set here. The number one environmental impact of the Delta are the levees. Those levees were built on former habitat. That's why we don't have habitat now. Exporting water from the Delta is, in fact, an impact. It's one impact among many. Agriculture is another impact. Living in the community in the Delta is another impact. Yet, people have a right to live in the Delta. They have a right to farm in the Delta. But people also have a right to export water from the Delta. They have security use right. Now, it's true. Water is a public resource. Nobody owns it. If you do the right steps, you can secure the right to use it. But every drop of water is owned equally by every Californian. Nobody, just because you live close to a drop of water, you have no greater ownership right of that water than anyone else. So what this is, when we say co-equal goals, we mean balancing the negative impacts of several impacts that are on the Delta right now. One of those is water exports. Now, because I'm an environmentalist, because of the way I got a start, and because I care about the Delta, I proudly work for Southern California Water Agencies, because they're the only ones that are willing to step up and put money on the table to do environmental restoration. And that's why a big part of the California Water Fix involves restoration. And that's why I'm working for them, because no one else has a plan to come in and actually fix the Delta. But I didn't want to come in here and just talk off the top of my head and say, hey, it's great because of who I represent. So I actually took the time to read the entire consistency determination, went a little beyond that, went into the EIR documents, specifically read document 14.1.1.5 on the agricultural resources that are going to be protected and the plans to protect those resources, and referenced Appendix 3B of the environmental commitments to additional mitigation measures, and noted how part of this plan and a part of this consistency determination includes protecting the agricultural, cultural, and recreational values in the Delta. And that's why it's appropriate to find the consistency determination appropriate. And that's why the Las Virgenes Water District and the Municipal Water District of Orange County is here to support it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Council. Bill Wells, California Delta Chambers and Visitors Bureau. First off, I'd like to just correct one thing. The Delta levees are not one earthquake away from collapsing. There's in recorded history, there's never been a levee failure because of an earthquake. And I've stood by levees when earthquakes have happened and there's never been a problem. So anyway, the Delta Stewardship Council was created in legislation to achieve state-mandated co-equal goals for the Delta. And these are two goals of providing a more reliable water supply, number one, and number two, protecting, restoring, and enhancing the Delta ecosystem. And the goals shall be achieved in a manner that protects and enhances the unique cultural, recreational, natural resource, and agricultural values of the Delta as an evolving place. You just heard many representatives from Southern California water districts and building trade unions talking about how important the water fix is, but for the most part, they never mention anything about the Delta ecosystem or the impact on people in the Delta here. It's all about improving the water system for Southern California. I think it's extremely cynical. Diverting 9,000 cubic feet per second from the Sacramento River alone will cause enormous problems in the Delta. And the idea of building a toxic waste dump on Bolden Island is going to be a further disaster. And with a huge industrial complex surrounding the town of Hood will be another disaster. And when you think about it, just they've spent $1 billion to fix the spillway at the Orville Dam. How much in reality is two 44-foot diameter tunnels to from Hood to Tracy going to cost? Arnold Schwarzenegger thought it would be about $55 billion. I think if you look at the Orville spillway fiasco, you're probably talking $100 billion to destroy the Delta and get maybe a little more water to Southern California. One thing the Department of Water Resources claims they've reached out to people in the Delta, I've never seen that. I know most marina owners, and I deal with most yacht clubs in the Delta, and to my knowledge, Department of Water Resources, thank you, has never reached out to anybody. I'd like to read a couple excerpts out of a letter that I received from a lady in Australia in 2011 when this whole process started. While it appears the Sacramento has a great flow, there are numerous instances that demonstrate the great ecological impact that water diversions can have on the entire aquatic environment. The over-extraction of Colorado River water ought to have demonstrated to the government authorities who are thinking about the Sacramento diversion. Yes, I agree. Okay, over-allocation throughout the entire, this is talked about the Murray-Darling Basin in Australia. Over-allocation throughout the entire basin and frequent prolonged drought southeastern Australia has experienced has resulted in reduced stream flows and promoted blue-green algae formations in many sections of the streams, particularly the Darling River. Okay, this is, goes back to 2011. What are we experiencing now in the Delta because of water extractions? Blue-green algae. So thank you very much. I'm confident that you will put the kibosh on the water fix, or we call it the water fraud now. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
My name is Consuelo Lambert, and I currently live in Dixon, California. I'm here at an urging from an email that I received from Restore the Delta. My first time ever speaking in front of this particular group. I have been raised in Stockton, lived in the Delta, went to high school in Lodi, and one of the biology classes that we had would go to Lodi Lake each week to do biological studies. So I am very well aware of what happens in the Delta, and that is why I am urging you to not even entertain the idea of the water fix. First of all, as members of the Delta Stewardship Council, your role is to give credence to California Water Code 85054. Co-equal goals means the two goals, providing a more reliable water supply for California and protecting, restoring, and enhancing the Delta ecosystem. The co-equal goals shall be achieved in a manner that protects and enhances the unique cultural, recreational, natural resource, and agricultural values of the Delta as an evolving place. Given these goals, you came up with the Delta Plan. I was prepared to go through each of the appeals and reference the eight goals that you put forth and see which ones were appropriate in rebutting those appeals, but I guess I don't get all that time to do that.
You can provide your written comments to the table.
Okay, can I email it to you?
You can do that.
Okay, all right, but specifically I'm going to point out your key strategy number one was to improve water supply reliability and reduce reliance on water from the Delta watershed. The water fix increases reliance on the water from the watershed. Inherent with installation of the tunnels is an expectation that the conveyance of water would occur, thus a reliance is established. Importantly, protect the Delta as a unique place. The Delta is an evolving environment. Because of this, please keep in mind that the best available science of today can only be best when forward thinking is included, such as climate change and eliminating junk science. Thirdly, improving the flood preparedness and emergency response. Justification states that this is not a levee project. However, the map provided by the water fix does include levees. The land subsidence in the Delta is ongoing, and the installation of these tunnels will impact the levees. Removing land to incorporate the tunnels into the land will add stress to the levees. I have more examples, and I will provide them to you in an email. I also watched a video on October 18th of the October 18th meeting of the Delta Conveyance Design and Construction Authority. I was appalled at this. It seems as though the water fix project is already going on. It's gotten the green light. This water fix has all the makings of the peripheral canal. I opposed the project then, and it went down to a vote to the people. Be the steward you were meant to be, so we won't have to bring it to a vote. In conclusion, there is no logical way this water fix can be in accordance with the Delta Plan. I urge you to do your due diligence and serve the Delta well by not allowing this water fix to go forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before you begin, besides those of you that are standing, how many others are prepared to provide public comment? Okay. Then I'm going to receive comments from those of you that are standing, and then we'll take a 15-minute recess to give our court reporter a chance to refresh. We'll hear from the next four, and then we'll recess for 15 minutes. Thank you.
My name is Jan McCleary. I'm from Discovery Bay, and I'm the president of the Save the California Delta Alliance. The tunnel project is not consistent with the Delta plan. I'm going to focus on the construction phase, but I agree with what Bill Wells and the others have been saying about the overall issues of exporting the water. But looking at the Delta as a place, it's hard to believe that anybody would plan a major construction project through the heart of the fragile estuary they are trying to protect, especially when they had a better alternative, the eastern route that goes around the Delta. And that's what's so mind-boggling. Discovery Bay is a boating community in the South Delta. The primary anchorage there is the west side of Mildred Island. It was an island flooded decades ago. It's one of the relaxing, quiet, calm areas that draws boaters into the area to spend a tranquil night. It's one of the many features of the Delta that make it a boating mecca for all of Northern Californians. We came from Silicon Valley every weekend when we lived and worked there. It's not listed as an anchorage in the EIR, probably because the island right next to Mildred Island is Bacon Island, where all the construction's going to go, a major construction site. There's going to be pile driving 24/7, floodlights, trucks causing dust and noise on the levee road. That's not compatible with an anchorage. It's going to be even noisier and worse up in Clarksville and Hood. But that story of ruining favorite recreation areas repeats itself throughout the Delta with this construction project going through the middle of it. Between barge facilities being placed where they are the most disruptive to recreation and boating, and the heavy barge traffic throughout all of the waterways, boating will be untenable. This is not protecting the recreational values of the Delta as required by the Delta Reform Act and the Water Code. Boaters will stop coming to the Delta, ruining the boating economy. That is, if anybody could get to the Delta. We have a few small two-level highway levee roads, and everything else is waterway. To get to these construction sites, construction trucks will flood our small levee roads, and I will email you more of the details because I'm running out of time. But an interesting point, there's the talk about earthquake. All of the tunnel construction shafts in the South Delta are on Delta Islands. To get there, trucks must go on gravel roads on the top of the island's levees. A key cost benefit in David Sundin's financial analysis of the tunnels is based on the probability of a major earthquake shaking down all the levees. But if or when that occurs, DWR will lose access to their tunnel shafts, either for construction if it happens during the middle of construction or for long-term maintenance. Isn't that risky? And the soils through Delta are soft alluvial soils. The DWR's scientists said that's not conducive to tunneling. Move it east. East goes around the Delta, around the water. Their Highway 5 is right there, so trucks could access. It would minimize the impacts, but the DWR didn't even look at it. The DWR, like they did with the Oroville Dam, they're ignoring the risks and the impacts to communities to cut costs. The through Delta construction plan is completely incompatible with the Delta as a place. Please
vote
no.
Thank you.
I'm Mike McCleary. I'm a resident of the Delta, live at basically ground zero. And I just like have a few comments. The plan has been found invalid because it lacks quantifiable measurements to ensure that the Delta will meet to protect, restore, and enhance the largest freshwater estuary in the Western Americas. As stewards of our precious Delta, we need to produce a plan that protects the cultural, recreational, and agricultural value. Specifically, the plan should incorporate the State Water Resource Control Board's Delta Water Quality Control Plan as objectives. The water fix must promote options, including storage systems, desalinization, and water reuse. Without a review of alternatives adequately in the Delta plan, the water fix, is inadequate. A broader question I have is, why are we irrigating the desert, which puts our fertile Delta farms at risk? Almonds and pistachios may be very profitable crops, but the bigger picture in California would limit planting permanent crops. We're after a reliable water source, but Mother Nature has been very disruptive to the state of California. Droughts have shown that. We have, the whole Central Valley has subsided from overdrawing water. We do not have adequate water resource, water storage. We are not looking at desalination. We're not looking at efforts to actually increase California's water supply. The water fix does not increase California's water supply. And in terms of a drought, it really does not provide a reliable water source. The state has employed scientists, and you always have to look at who's getting the paycheck. I urge the Stewardship Council to consider the Independent Science Review Board and look at their goals. The water fix does not include a cost-benefit analysis. Dr. Michaels has shown that costs exceed benefits without taking into account the time value of money, without taking into account the inevitable overruns that are going to occur with this experimental process. So, as a taxpayer, I'm directly affected by your decision. I'm appalled that America today is losing its moral compass. We're more affected by water interests. I urge you to do your job as stewards to assure the other half of the co-equal goals are fully met. On behalf of your children and grandchildren, I hope you do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tony Petraglia. I'm a resident of Discovery Bay, and I moved to Discovery Bay from Silicon Valley right around 2010, thinking that I'd have a long term of activity on the water. But from all that I hear about this water fix, is that might be shortened. And so I say ditto to what Jan McCleary has presented for all of those facts. Just a little bit more personally, I'm concerned about my personal investment and its stage of my life that I'm at. That was my goal, is to be on the water. And it sounds like that's going to not be there much longer if this goes through. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Good morning. My name is Dave Sterling. I live in Walnut Grove and have for the last 31 years. The Delta Reform Act, as you've heard already today many times, declares two co-equal goals for the Twin Tunnels project. One, providing a more reliable water supply for Central and Southern California. And two, protecting, restoring, and enhancing the Delta ecosystem. The Metropolitan Water District has estimated that the entire project will take 18 years. The construction phase will take 13 years. I submit it's going to take longer than that. But at that point, restoring the ecosystem of the Delta will be a thing of the past. We won't be able to get there after that much time. The fish will be gone. But the Act also contains a major condition that is legally tantamount to a third co-equal goal, namely that the two stated co-equal goals shall be achieved in a manner that protects and enhances the unique cultural, recreational, natural resources, and agricultural values of the Delta as an evolving place. The overwhelming majority of residents of the North Delta legacy communities along the Sacramento River, Freeport, Clarksburg, Hood, Cortland, Locke, Walnut Grove, and Ride, and nearly all of our elected officials at the state, local, state, and federal level believe that instead of protecting and enhancing the unique cultural, recreational, and natural resources and agricultural values of the Delta as an evolving place, the California Water Fix Twin Tunnels Project would, especially during the 13 years of actual construction, reduce the bucolic region to a devolving place. Earlier this year, I gave testimony to the State Water Regional Water Quality Control Board, in which I outlined and detailed many of the problems and damages that the construction project will impose on the people of the Delta. There's not time to do that today. I submit that anyone who has studied what's entailed in this large and lengthy project and still concludes that the numerous degrading and destructive components of the project's construction process actually protects and enhances the unique cultural, recreational, natural resource, and agricultural values as an evolving place must be living on a different planet. Recognizing that the honorable members of the Delta Stewardship Council are not among such aliens, I respectfully urge you to put this ill-conceived monstrosity to sleep once and for all. We from the Delta do not deserve to be burdened with these heavy impositions that would render the Delta a devolving place while turning our lives and our communities inside out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity. My name is Jamie Bolt. I'm the owner and harbor master of Bethel Harbor. Probably haven't heard of it. It's a fairly large marina on Bethel Island. I am here on behalf and tasked to represent a number of businesses who were not part of any outreach program, who, if the co-equal goals are to maintain the recreation and the culture of the Delta, no one has contacted us. I represent the Bethel Island Chamber of Commerce, Bethel Harbor, Willow West Yacht Harbor, Russo's Marina, Sugar Barge Resort and Marina, Piper Point Marina, Pelican Landing, Emerald Point Marina, New Life Marina, Caliente Yacht Harbor, Anchor Marina, Bethel Island Marina Delta Resort, Holland Riverside, Cruiser Haven Marina, and Lindquist Landing. In addition, I've been tasked to represent the San Joaquin Yacht Club, the Caliente Yacht Club, the St. Francis Yacht Club on behalf of Tinsley Island, the Stockton Water Ski Club, the Berkeley Water Ski Club, Middle River Water Ski Club, Diablo Golden Gate Pro-Am, the Carpe Ski and Water Ski Club, the Gin Barge Consortium, the Delta Kite Boarders of Bethel Island, Marine Emporium Boat Repair, Delta Sportsman Hardware, Diablo Boat Works, Steve Seaton Boat Repair, Shane Boat Works, Inland Marine Proper Repair, Cap Aquarius Marine, Hook, Line, and Sinker Bait, Gotcha Bait. The restaurants that include the Rusty Porthole, La Via Restaurant, Delta Sports Bar and Grill, Isla Bonita, Bethel Market, Sugar Barge Bar and Grill. In addition to some outlying ones, the Spindrift Marina and Restaurant, Outrigger, Moores Riverboat, Lighthouse Marina and Resort. We speak out against the disruption of California's natural flows and the disruption of current habitat, which will result in the required mitigation of thousands of acres of land for quote-unquote restoration. Instead, we urge the preservation of the Delta. We speak out against the taking of our major and main freshwater supply, leaving us squandered by an influx of salt water. To all the soon-to-be ex-users of the Colorado River, we apologize. To all the construction workers of California building in the desert, we apologize. To all the water districts of the state, especially in the desert regions, responsible for supplying water without a reliable water source of their own, we apologize. To all the farm conglomerates farming substandard soils of Central California who have crashed their own aquifers, we apologize. But we do not agree with the taking of the Sacramento River. And just a side note, Bethel Harbor, we have been owners of Bethel Harbor since 1972. Our levees have withstood numerous earthquakes. We take our levee maintenance very seriously on Bethel Island and all the surrounding islands. And I know that for a fact, because I don't think that DWR would have bought two islands without taking levee maintenance seriously, and Metropolitan Water District wouldn't own five islands without maintaining levee maintenance and taking it very seriously. And that is all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So at this time, we will take a 15-minute recess. It is 10:30. We'll reconvene at 10:45. Okay, back from recess, we are reconvening. I have a public service announcement for anyone that has a tan Tesla or a black Mercedes that are parked in the roundabout in front of the hotel lobby. If you don't move them soon, you're going to get towed away. So the tan Tesla, black Mercedes, if anybody is responsible for parking those in the roundabout, I would recommend that you move them soon. Thank you. Okay, we're going to resume with our public comment. We have heard from groups A, B, and C. If there are any further public comment requests holding A, B, C cards, please come forward, and now we'll include group D. So please line up to the left and... A reminder, 3-minute limit, written comments are welcome as well.
Real close, she said. My name is Cecily Tippery. I'm a realtor and a homeowner in Discovery Bay and a constituent of Jerry McNerney, who's a personal friend of ours. And he asked me to read this letter to the council. We write to encourage the Delta Stewardship Council to reject the certification of consistency with the Delta plan filed by the California Department of Water Resources for the WaterFix project. We believe this project undermines the Delta Reform Act of 2009 and is inconsistent with the co-equal goals of protecting, restoring, and enhancing the Delta ecosystem and providing a reliable water supply. The California Department of Water Resources failed to submit evidence to meet the threshold for approval. California Water Code 85054 requires the council to protect and enhance the unique cultural, recreational, national resource, and agricultural values of the Delta. Here, the Environmental Impact Report and Environmental Impact Statement submitted by the department failed to adequately consider mitigation measures, including the loss of agricultural land, the impact upon hydrology, and the restoration of habitat. Furthermore, we are deeply concerned about the cost of the tunnels, recently estimated at $25 billion, with no guarantee that water will be produced or water sustainability be increased. Rather, the council should be focused on how to improve existing programs and promote new approaches that capture stormwater, including recycling programs, and conserve existing water resources in order to protect flows to the Delta. In conclusion, we strongly believe that the WaterFix proposal before the council is inconsistent with the Delta plan, and we urge the council to reject it. As always, we stand ready to work together to ensure a reliable water supply and a healthy Delta for the small business, farmers, and communities that rely on it throughout California. Respectfully submitted, Jerry McNerney. I also would like to make a private comment. In this divisive political climate that we're in, I'm very concerned that the Environmental Protection Agency in our national government is being dismantled, and that could affect what we do here in a horrible, terrible way, because then there will be no environmental protection. In addition, Mr. McNerney has submitted the WEST Act, HB 3275, which is a comprehensive water plan that may solve many of these problems. It is in Congress now. He is reworking it now to as to funding. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to speak. I am James Motlow. I live in the town of Lock. I'm also the treasurer of the Lock Management Association.
California, as well as the co-author of Bitter Melon, the book about Locke that hopefully you all have, and hopefully you've been able to look at and get some reference material about Locke. So our concern is about the construction phase of the project. We are very concerned about the amount of truck traffic that will accompany the project. If we understand it right, for 13 years there will be heavy trucks going back and forth in front of Locke. This will cause irreparable damage to the town by the sheer vibration of it. The 13 years we wouldn't be able to stand, even a year we wouldn't be able to stand. The residents of Locke would be unable to get in or out of the town, as well as the variety of tourists that come into town. Locke is one of 149 designated landmarks for California. It is a co-equal to the Golden Gate Bridge, the State Capitol, and Hearst Castle. And so we really want you to consider the choices that you're making about this destruction. Currently, this is a photo of kind of how Locke would look, looks in the past. This is an illustration of how, after just a year of traffic going by, this is a illustration of the destruction that the construction would cause to Locke. This would be a permanent loss to not only all of us, but all of Californians and all of Americans. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Michael Seaman. I live in Arden Arcade, a community of 100,000 people in Sacramento County. I'm going to diverge from my written comments, a copy of which you have, by not repeating something I agree with about the co-equal goals not being met and all of the various values being run roughshod over. The Delta is directly connected with the Bay Delta ecosystem and is thus linked with the ecology and socioeconomics of the San Francisco Bay Area. As the West Coast's largest estuary, it directly impacts migratory birds as well as pelagic species that are vital to the well-being of the Northern California sport and commercial fishing industries. It overlaps with the Suisun Marsh and must therefore comply with the Suisun Marsh Protection Act. The Delta serves unique recreational and cultural needs and supports an agricultural economy that has sustained itself for 150 years. That's why state statutes seek to protect the Delta from harm by requiring reduced reliance on the Delta as a water supply conveyance element. And giant pipes that divert 9,000 cubic feet per second of Delta inflows do the opposite. So rather than condone the misnamed California water fix, your council should implement its Delta plan's provisions to strengthen Delta levees and modernize the fish protections at the southern pumps, while also calling for major investments and upgrades in California's aged water supply delivery infrastructure, ensuring that existing dams will not fail, existing pipes and valves will stop leaking, potable water supplies will no longer be used for non-potable purposes, and agricultural and urban consumption will be modernized and right-sized via water reduction and reuse. California Water Fix is a massive public works boondoggle that will unfairly burden taxpayers and ratepayers and severely harm the Delta. It serves corporate welfare queens, big oil frackers, and unscrupulous water purveyors who have gamed our public water supply. It provides no new water. It fails to understand climate change and environmental justice issues. It creates winners in the southern San Joaquin Valley and losers in the Delta. There is no honest way to find it consistent with the Delta plan. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Deirdre Desjardins with California Water Research, and I testified extensively in the State Water Board's water rights hearing, and I also put on testimony in the public interest by David Fries, who was the San Joaquin Audubon Society chair on impacts to birds, and testimony by Tom Williams, who's a PhD geologist, who's consulted on tunnel and pipeline projects around the world. I'd like to say, first, with respect to whether there's substantial evidence in the record about WaterFix project impacts on the Delta, I testify per PCFA in Part 2 of the WaterFix hearing, Exhibit PCFFA 203. All of the impact analyses for the WaterFix are based on speculation about the final biological opinions. Those have not been finally determined, and as we know, there is a second consultation proceeding on a federal biological opinion. Second, the WaterFix project has designed no long-term operational scenarios, but the final EIR EIS at Chapter 29, page 16, line 34, discusses abandoning salinity control in the Delta. I cross-examined John Lehigh about this section of the final EIR EIS on May 11th, 2017, at page 96 at line 11 to 9724. Lehigh said they had not decided or evaluated when they were going to seek to abandon salinity control in the Delta. Without that analysis, I don't think the Delta Stewardship Council can decide whether this project meets the co-equal goals. Delta Reform Act mandated BDCP analyze operations under sea level rise of 55 inches. That modeling assumed abandoning salinity control in the Delta. There's a technical memo by MiniArt. Don Bednarski testified 55 inches of sea level rise does not translate to 55 inches in the Delta. And in some faces, it's less than a foot. If you look at that memo, it's exhibit DWR 661, and I refer to it in my comments. DWR did no analysis of whether it's feasible to raise the levees to repel sea level rise, and the Delta Stewardship Council can't make a determination of whether it meets the goal to protect the Delta without having that analysis.
Deidre, thank you. If you have any further comments, please we welcome you to submit them in writing.
Good morning. My name is Honey Jacks. I'm a Sacramento resident. I'm speaking on my own behalf. On September 11th, the Joint Budget Legislative Committee had a hearing, public hearing, at which I believe it was Senator Nelson mentioned the word trust. He said with regard to Oroville Dam and Department of Water Resources, he had very little. Senator Pan mentioned that California does not do big projects very well. This is a big project. 2 days after the September 11th meeting, the Sacramento Bee had an article at the very bottom that read, in need of road repairs. On the next page, it shows I-5 closures planned because of poor concrete. If the state of California in its wisdom cannot maintain I-5 in an adequate, safe driving conditions, how are we going to maintain this 25, 30 years from now? That's my question. California is on the forefront of global warming and all that, and here we are deciding whether or not to destroy one of the greatest little eco-environments we have right here in the heart of our state. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are anyone else holding a blue card with any letter on it, any group, please line up.
Hi, my name is Ken Cote. I'm the environmental chair of a group called Inland Action. We're a nonpartisan nonprofit in the Inland Empire that advocates for different issues that affect our economy, whether it be education or the environment. And for years we have advocated for the Bay Delta Conservation Plan, and we're an advocate for the Twin Tunnels, and I will tell you why. I grew up in Northern California. I grew up along the American River, and I've seen bad water policy in place and good water policy in place. And we've come a long ways in how we treat water. But one thing we can't seem to do right is figure out how to take the water when it flows at really high rates. This last January, we had water right to the bottom of all the bridges. It was the little bridge that connects our property. The water was right to the base of it. We don't have an ability to capture that water. The only way to do that is to move the intakes up. And it's a well-vetted policy. I understand that people want to know how construction will be maintained. We have to have some trust in some of these engineers and the people who build these things. The only way to fix this is to move the intakes up to where the flows are higher and where you cannot impact the environment. The problem is this actually is a benefit to the Delta. It's not a detraction to the Delta because you don't take the water from the low end, which is the worst place to take it. We take it up from where it has the least amount or much less of an impact. And we have long advocated that this is a much better fix. People in Southern California, I'm a Northern California person, I understand there's a certain amount of, Giants-Dodgers issues, always, and I live them. But the problem is that we really have huge growth in Southern California, and we have to accommodate it. We can't sit there and say that it's not going to happen. California is going to get to 50 million people. No matter how we feel about it, that's what's going to happen. And we have to accommodate this in the best possible way. So in Southern California, we have recharge facilities, desalinization. We do lots of conservation programs, zero escapes. We do anything we can to conserve the water we do have. But we are absolutely dependent on imported water. This does not increase water. It just makes it more consistent and allows us to plan better because it becomes not part of a manipulation but something that's more consistent. And at the end of the day, is actually a much healthier option for the Delta. And the people that use the water are the people who are going to pay for it. It won't be the state of California. It'll be the people that use the water. I appreciate your giving me the time to come all the way up here just to share that little view with you. But I appreciate that you're taking the time to analyze this. It's an important project. We hope you support it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Bacher. I'm editor of the Fish and River Magazine. I also write for a number of other publications, and I've written hundreds of articles about the Delta Tunnels in its earlier incarnation, the Peripheral Canal, and the impacts for the past 30 years that the exports out of the Delta, along with bad management of water diversions and dams and other factors, have caused to the salmon, steelhead, striped bass, sturgeon, and many other fisheries of the West Coast in the San Francisco Bay Delta. Based on all the research that I've done in hundreds of articles over 30 years, my conclusion is that the Delta Tunnels, the California Water Fix, violates the Delta Reform Act's co-equal goal of protecting and enhancing the unique cultural, recreational, natural resource, and agricultural values of the Delta as an evolving place. The entire project and its incorporation into the Delta plan is based on the unscientific and unfounded premise that diverting more water out of a river and an estuary will restore a river and estuary. Again, as I've asked many times before this council and other state officials, I asked the council to point to one example in world or U.S. history where a project that's taken more water out of a river or estuary has resulted in the restoration of that river or estuary. I urge you strongly to grant the appeals to the consistency determination before you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is John Cox, and one of the co-equal goals that's stated here is cultural. And even though it's specific to me, I just want to tell you about my personal experience and what it's going to be. I happen to live at 10255 River Road in Hood, California. That residence happens to be a 168-year-old Victorian that was built by a gentleman named William Johnston. He was a 49er, came for the gold rush, started with a horse and a dog, and created a 1,500-acre farm, ranch. We kind of fell into this house about 30 years ago and started doing a restoration. The house had a fire. It would have been easy to walk away. We stayed. We saved every bit of fabric of the original house to the point where it was on the historical register. It's still on the historical register. Part of this pump plant that's going to be by Hood would have an access road down through the middle of the front yard of this house, which would take out 120, 130-year-old camellia trees that were planted by the original owner's daughter. The pile driving next door will probably destroy the house. It's on a brick foundation. To me, that's not saving the culture of the Delta. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Eric Gomez. I'm retired. I live in the Bay Area down in Rodeo. And, you know, just seems as though you're pushing a large issue down our throats. Half the state of California don't even know about these tunnels. Put it up to a vote. You know, it just seems crazy. Why can't you build more desalinization plants down in the south? Build them some dams down there. Seems it'll be a lot cheaper to do that than to ruin the entire Delta and send water down there. You realize that the Sacramento River doesn't even push out of the bay until it's an outgoing tide? Where the heck's all this fresh water coming from? Right? It's not going, it's coming down there and gets hung up right there on an incoming tide. You drawing more water out is not going to make that any better. You're going to increase the salinity of the bays and the delta. I wish I had written this out better. But like I said, let's put it to a vote of the people. And you'll see the state don't want it, the people of the state. And let's remember one big thing. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to it. We have screwed up the Colorado River. We have screwed up the Salton Sea. Thank you, Metropolitan Water District. And thank you for your time. Thank you.
You guys getting enough commentary today?
That's...
My name's Mark Goble. I am nobody. I'm not paid to be here. I'm not currently... I was on the tractor this morning and forgot that I was supposed to be here 9 o'clock, so I wasn't. I don't own the farm. I work for a lady who does. I don't get paid, but she's nice to me and feeds me. And I just came here to tell y'all that what you've already heard from Barbara Berrigan and everybody else. That
I'm sorry, we missed your name.
My name is Mark. My last name is Goble.
Mark Goble. Thank you.
Sure. Anyway, I'm against the tunnels. Gentleman here, just before me, said that we should put this to the vote. I would remind you that it was voted on as a peripheral canal. It was voted down when Governor Brown was first in office. A gentleman with a nice blue tie back here mentioned that there's huge growth going on in Southern California. Well, there's huge growth in Northern California too, sir. And if anybody's driven down past Livermore, you'll see all the new houses dotting the hills down there. We're going to need water, too. The last little bit that I've seen on this was, folks from Metropolitan Water District are saying that the tunnels are going to be more solid than earth levees. And I don't understand how an earthquake would not affect a tunnel, and it would affect a levee. I was fishing in Rio Vista when the Loma Prieta hit. Levees worked just fine. I wouldn't trust a 40-foot pipe over the old levees. And I believe that we should just reinforce the levees, forget sending water to Mr. Resnick via this tunnel. Thank you very much for your time, and hope you have a good day.
Good morning, everyone. Bruce Blodgett of the San Joaquin Farm Bureau, an organization that's only been around since about 1914. Come at it from a little family history, too. My mother grew up in Cortland. So that only dates back to her farming operation dated back to the 1890s. So a little bit of history in the Delta and the agriculture and the resources there from that standpoint. First of all, reject this consistency determination, plain and simple, outright. It's the same tired project we've been talking about for years and years and years. Gets renamed, rejiggered. It's the same tired project. $25 billion and growing in terms of costs, and not one drop of new water. That's the best DWR can come for. It's time to reject it and send them back to the drawing board. This is an attack at agriculture in the Delta, a direct affront to agriculture in the Delta as an industry and as a viable industry moving forward. Plain and simple. With each draft, it gets worse. More tunnel muck sites, more storage sites, more everything, more impact to agriculture. We're hearing 10, 15, 20. The state of California never does anything on time. So when we're looking out 30 years, if this project were to ever move forward, what are those farmers supposed to do that have these tunnel muck sites? They're not going to be sitting out having parties enjoying the muck. It's their operations that they're losing. It's their operations that they'll never reclaim. Saltwater. Saltwater intrusion that will be allowed to justify this project basically is saltwater to Sacramento. How, again, do you farm? My family farmed in the 1890s before all these projects were there. We didn't have a saltwater issue. But we're going to have one. Should this project move forward? I think we better be thinking differently about these things. There's been a complete insufficient range of alternatives ever considered under this project. Not once have they looked at other projects. Not once have they grasped any other project, because there's only been one project. It was the peripheral canal, then the peripheral tunnels. And again, we rename it every 3 or 4 years to try to make it appeal better to the voters. Plain and simple, it's the same tired project. You know, what's interesting is this region, from an agricultural standpoint, I want you to think about where else in California could you have agriculture continue on in perpetuity. There's one place in California, and that's the Delta. And this project is going to get rid of that agriculture. So it's time to reject the consistency determination, send DWR back to the drawing board. It's time to start over. Thank you.
Yeah, pull it down.
Hello, my name is Mariah Kendall. I'm a landowner and homeowner in the San Joaquin area. I live in Lodi. I wanted to point out the obvious inequality of the co-equal rights that are going to be diminished with this. It mentions specifically that impacting the watershed and as well as the local recreational stuff, but the watershed itself is a very vital part to farming and our whole groundwater system. And the average flows at Colusa for the Sacramento River are less than with the 9,000 cubic feet a second go. We don't have enough water as it is. I've had 200 walnut trees die because of diminishing groundwater. And the drought, although it may have changed on precipitation, means it has not been recharged. And there hasn't been sufficient evidence to show that it has. So with that, I would just like to say that we don't have enough water. The development is going out of control all along the entire California coast, and what we need to do is reduce that so that the needs are reduced. But with that, I do not believe that it is co-equal goals right now, and it will completely and irrevocably change the Delta and our groundwater system. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to comment on the appeals of the certification of consistency of water fix? Seeing and hearing none, we will now close the public comment portion of this hearing. Do either of my colleagues wish to make any comments? No? No? In that case, it's now my pleasure to thank all of the parties, the Delta Protection Commission, the appellants, in particular, a thank you to the public who have come yesterday and today to provide public comment and to provide us the information that is important and critical to you. It's a very important part of this public process. We appreciate you taking the time and making the effort to come. I thank you, the audience, for your courtesy that you extended to all of the commenters. And I now acknowledge that we've received a tremendous amount of information from the parties and the speakers through the proceedings today. Much of the information is highly technical, and it's going to take the council some time to give it proper consideration before making a decision on the appeals. In order to help the council consider the issues before it, at this time I would like to direct our staff to prepare draft findings based on the materials submitted by the parties and taking into consideration the comments received over the course of this hearing. I would also ask staff to present those draft findings to the council members and the public at a workshop to take place in November. The council will hold a hearing to deliberate and vote in December. Staff will issue notices for these meetings. A quick reminder that we council members and staff remain subject to the ex parte communication prohibition on this matter. This hearing is now adjourned. Thank you for coming.